to go and invest
In
in a good pieces
pieces.
of art is another form of just, expanding your,
Palette. It is.
yes. Also, creating that financial portfolio. I've been wanting to get into purchasing music. There's like a couple of sites where you can like bid on publishings of music. So yeah, music, they're like their contracts are up or their publishing has expired with their companies, or sometimes artists have to sell them when they're not making money. And I can't remember the name of the site. I actually like still get an email from them, but like they have like artists that we know, like Drake has been on there, Nicki Minaj, like I think
That's crazy.
Rihanna, what's a Rihanna and Nicki song? I Came to Win, Fly, that
Oh,
song. It was like 6,000 or something to purchase, but it was like per, like you were gonna end up paying like 6,000 a year or something like that. But then the amount of money that you get back from it ends up
pretty
like,
much overtaking it.
yeah. So you have to
That's
like
insane,
know what's
actually.
going on, know what's gonna be hot. Like if you have an ear to like, oh, I know he's about to drop a new album,
Then
then
you
it'd
want
be
to
west
invest.
to, yeah, it'd be worth it to invest in that. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I've been like, researching. It's time to like make moves on these things. But yeah, different ways to like increase our wealth.
Okay, we have a lot to get into. I knew
Okay.
you was a Leo. Your personality was too big. You're over here talking to the receptionist.
Oh, I try to like be personable. I can be really shy sometimes too.
Why she in here
But
lying?
no, it's true. It's true. It's also too, it's a good day. I feel
Period.
like welcomed and it's a safe space. But I think it's a part of that. I think this is the thing with Leos too. I think we assess and evaluate and we
And then,
can and move, according to how the environment
yeah,
feels.
for sure.
Discernment.
'Cause sometimes I'll reel it in. You'll be like, "Yo, she was quiet the
Honey.
whole time."
Yes, people were like, oh, she porn. She don't ever say nothing. Maybe my space just, I
Ain't
didn't.
feeling you.
Yeah, I'm still testing you out.
Big on energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very, very important. Yeah.
100%. I agree.
Hello, I'm Shaniqua Shande. You might have seen me as Angie on Harlem.
It's gonna be great. Okay, if your boyfriend kills me, I will haunt both of y'all forever. And not in some cute cast with a friendly ghost type way, some conjuring hopping out of mirror scare you to death type shit. I will be your generational curse.
And I am currently nominated for an NAACP Image Award. That's right, I will forever be an NAACP Image Award nominated actress. And you can currently go vote right now for me as Best Supporting Actress. Now, Nyla girl, we need to talk. Period.
What's going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Now, today I have a very special guest in the building. I got Shaniqua Shande here. How are you?
I'm magnificent. I really,
Magnificent.
magnificent. I have no complaints. God is blessing me. I'm in the space with you, so I'm good.
I love that. First of all, I
Yes.
gotta start with this hat and the jacket. The jacket that you wore in here is not on camera, but
Thank you.
the orange sweater. I love the colors. I'm big into vibrance.
Yes, same.
And
I
you're
think it's like,
radiating high.
I appreciate that. I think no matter like whatever mood I'm in, a bright color just makes you feel good. So like I'm painting my place and my place is all kind of oranges and greens and pinks. So like no matter how I feel, I wake up and I'm like, okay, ignited to go.
That's what's up. I
Yeah.
love that. I don't even think people understand the power of color.
It's color therapy. It really exists. Like I honestly, because I can be kind of broody. I like go back and forth with depression a lot. And so I was very like intentional about how I wanted to wake up and what I wanted to see immediately. So like color therapy is real.
Oh, so what's the color that you wake up to?
So my room, in spite of like saying all the bright colors, right? I still wanted a moody, like, sensual vibe. So it's a little bit like a dark blue, but then I have stripes of chartreuse and stripes of pink and orange. So there's like pops of the colors I can see. And then also like knowing that I took the time to do a stripe because it was very hard, just like makes
Wait,
me
you did
feel
it
good.
yourself?
Oh yes, honey. I was in there like we call it Brenda the Builder. I be in there
Oh,
like painting, DIYing it. I also just like to, it's something about like the works of your own hands, like being able to like prove yourself, especially I think being in an industry where you got to wait on other people so much, like having things that I can do myself and look at that and be like, that was you, girl. You did that on your own.
Hella
It just,
proud.
facts, hella proud. Exactly.
Are you like a DIY girly in general?
I think so. Yeah. I think I'm getting into my DIY bag. I used to do it like right before the pandemic, my sister and I started painting. And then since then, I've been like screwing and drilling and hammering and
That's fire, actually. Yeah, do you think pandemic, like, I guess, opened that up a bit more? Because I know for me, pandemic happened, I was making shea butter.
Okay.
I'm vegan. I got all these dishes I'm doing. And then back to reality now. I'm not doing it as much.
But. Same. It was a lot of like skills. I think we just had the time and trying to keep your mind, you know, busy and occupied and somewhere else rather than like worrying about what was going to happen in the world. It's nice to just have that like that distraction, but also knowing that you're doing something positive. Even if it's like making shea butter. So yeah, I had a couple of skills. I was in there. I started engineering for myself. I have not not like actual like mechanics.
No, you mean music.
But music. Yes. Okay, I'm like, hold on, y'all. Don't think I mean the technology.
But, no, that's
but yeah, music. Yeah, but I don't do it no more. You know.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic ended, but.
We all picked up outside.
Honey, I was jump roping. It was everything.
That's
anything
funny.
To keep busy.
So let's talk about, because I got introduced to you through the show Harlem.
Yes, ma'am.
But from, I guess, pandemic to get in that role, like how did life change? Where were you at then versus now?
Okay, so before pandemic, I had already had Harlem. That was a beautiful thing. To like we had started filming season one and got shut down due to the pandemic. We were in maybe episode two of it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So if you watch the show, you can see I drastically lost a lot of weight like around episode three. Like I'm like maybe where I am now. And then in the pandemic, you know, we was jump roping. Like, everybody was doing Insanity and all of the challenges. And it was, like, one of the, I can't remember what, Effect Fitness, where everybody was, like doing steps with concrete and everything. So I lost, like, a crazy amount of weight. And then we came back and we just put big sweaters on me so I could still kind of look the same.
Dang. Yeah. That's actually crazy, but good for you because you had work.
It was nice.
Pandemic.
Yeah, it really was. I can't imagine how it was to have been an actor during that time. Already, like, you know, we be hand to mouth sometimes. So let alone having a year of not being able to work and pay your rent, I was very blessed. And Universal did really well by us. Like, Harlem sent us a check each month so we could pay rent.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so they were really, really good to us.
I love that. How are you, because you're not LA-based, you're originally from Virginia.
Originally, yes.
Yes. How are you liking Harlem, though?
I'm actually staying in Harlem for the first time this season.
Oh, wow.
Yes, both times I was in Manhattan just because I could go to a show immediately. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I can't do a show called Harlem and not stay in Harlem.
Yes.
I think the most, my grandmother used to stay in Harlem, but I would only come visit her like occasionally, like during the summertime. So I felt like I wanted to get the experience this time around. And the food is amazing in Harlem. Like even when I was in Manhattan, you go to Harlem to eat or Brooklyn, but Harlem is right there, right? Mm-hmm. I just love seeing us and so much culture and so much history there. Like, you could go to one of the first jazz clubs in New York is in Harlem, and they just welcome you with open arms, the Apollo. Like, you know. It's just
so much culture.
Yes.
It is.
In a period of time that was so pivotal to America's artistry that you can't really find any, like, books on or documentaries on. Like, the Harlem Renaissance has been erased from our history in spite of it being so prolific in the world's, you know, artistry whatsoever. Or, that didn't make sense. But it's one of the world's artistry. You know, and so I love being able to like walk around and like literally pinpoint moments or places that were like very pivotal in like the creation of jazz and fashion and literature. It's like all there in one place.
That's
beautiful.
True. That's very true. Actually, never thought about it like that, but I guess you kind of don't learn it unless you live
you
it.
Learn, yeah, because it ain't in books and. Let them get this critical race theory going. A lot more gonna be erased, honey.
Yo, it's so scary out here when it comes to stuff like
Isn't it insane to like be in real time seeing history be reshaped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's important for us to document as we go.
Mm-hmm. You know? We need these spaces.
Yeah.
So thank you. Kudos to you.
Of course. Thanks for coming. But I love the experience that you're having in Harlem. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. My favorite food spot, by the way, is...
Please put me on.
...is this spot called Jukebox. Have you been there yet?
No, I have not been.
They're like, it's healthy. It's healthy, but it's like fire healthy.
That's good. Because we need a nice mix. Because I've been eating Melba's every day, and it is not honey. It is not honey. I'm expanding. Yeah. Like, it's so good, though.
When I was in Harlem, I lived on... 138th and 8th, and it was right by this spot that had like $5 plates of soul food and like Caribbean food. So when I say I gained so much weight, but I was eating so good for $5.
$5 is crazy. Yeah, it really is.
It was so crazy.
A $5 meal is insane.
Yeah.
Especially when it's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But all right, so this is exciting. I can't believe you guys. It all seemed like you guys are really living in Harlem.
Yeah, you know? We are. Yeah, Jared was definitely staying out there during season one and two. I'm not sure. I need to ask Meg where she at, but I'm not going to tell her business anyway.
Was there any cultural, like, shocks in, I guess, in just visiting Harlem? Because I know I definitely had some when I moved there.
I will say, okay, don't get at me, New Yorkers, okay? But I can be very soft-spoken, and I think it could like comes from like the country and all those other things. So I went to a Starbucks one time, and they gave me the most attitude because they didn't make my drink correctly, and I was like, excuse me. And they were like, I guess that's just like annoying to New Yorkers. But I was like, excuse me. He was like, what you want? Can you just speak out? I'm like, wait a minute. And I was
That's wild.
So that was like a few of my culture shocks have been the abrasiveness of New Yorkers. It's times that like I was on the phone. And this is why I don't even ride the train no more. Maybe I was like traumatized. But I was trying to guilt trip my mom into rehearsing lines with me. We were here for the Tribeca Film Festival. Like, maybe, like, 2021, maybe 2018, 2017. It was before the 20s. Different decade. So, we are the train. I'm trying to guilt her into running lines with me. And I'm like, don't you want to be famous? And a New Yorker was like, that's your goal in life. Oh. And I was like, wait a minute, what? You don't even know me.
They just came for you.
New Yorkers be coming for me. So... my culture shock has been the abrasiveness and a little bit of rudeness. So maybe I'm too sweet. My heart is too gentle for New York. I need kindness. Take me to the South, honey. Yeah. They be reading me out here.
That sounds about right, actually. That's funny. You get used to it, though.
Oh, God.
See? You do.
And then you start giving it back. Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or honestly, I think for me, by like year three, I just mind my business.
Yeah.
I don't talk to nobody. Nobody talks to me. I don't even fucking give them no energy. But that's hilarious. Yeah. Welcome to New York.
Thank you. Grow a thick skin. Seriously.
So growing up, you fake have an accent, even though you're from Virginia. I don't really know people from Virginia with a country accent like that.
I don't know what it is. I really don't know. Like, I'm working on it, right? Mm-hmm. But my accent really swings and does whatever it wants to based on my mood. Mm. And, like, if you ask me to do an accent, I cannot. But if I'm making a business call, my mom caught me out on it. When I do business calls, apparently I sound British. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know where the...
British is crazy. British is actually crazy.
But, like, apparently my business voice is that person. And when I'm charming, I guess, this Southern accent comes out. Now, I did talk to my best friend who's from the South today. And I do think she's country. So maybe that is, too. Sometimes it's, like, whoever I just talk to, I can pick... I think it's really just being... someone who like morphs and transforms and just like, and I'm an actor. So I'd be like, what we sounded like today. And I just go with it. But like, ask me to do it on purpose. I'm like, I wish I could like get it fine tuned for roles because then it would be helpful.
That's crazy, actually. Yeah. So how long have you been acting?
All my life.
All your life?
All my life I had to fight. My grandmother is very theatrical. I compare her to like a Jennifer Lewis meets a Maya Angelou because she also writes.
Oh, wow.
And so she wrote off Broadway plays. So music, like acting was always like in the household.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember like being in her plays or even like going to her rehearsals of her plays at a very young age, like before I was in school. So I've always like knew I wanted to do this. I wanted to like sing and act. And I used to say I wanted to be Tina Turner because like What's Love Got to Do With It was like my jam.
Yeah.
At a very young age. I probably shouldn't have watched that. Maybe too young at like 3 or 4 to be watching it. But yeah, I've been professionally, I moved out to LA in 2007.
Mm.
And I've been like, I went to like a musical theater program and then I've been hitting the pavement ever since. But I was in acting programs in middle school, high school. I always had the drama.
That's awesome, actually. Yeah. Moving to LA to pursue your career. That's dope.
It really was. It was I was very, very blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, support a family. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I got a good one.
That's
like my sister's my publicist.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who was in communication, but yeah.
I think it probably was your sister.
Yeah,
yes.
That's my sister. We keep it in the family, honey.
And she's LA based, right?
She's LA based, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Period. Okay, so what was. I wanted to talk about. Because it looks like you guys have a real sisterhood on the show.
Yeah.
Is that what it actually is in
absolutely.
Real life? Yeah.
Absolutely. I love those women. I'm so grateful for those women. Like I feel like I'm in the midst of my prayers, and I feel like I am. I prayed for like a show that was Black-led and where we prayed together and fashion and music, and like everything that I wrote down in this prayer has come true, including these women. We start the show in prayer. We hang out together. We all went to Megan's birthday party in like Dominican Republic together.
Nice.
Megan's directed my music video.
I saw that. That's why I was like, oh wow, this is actually really cool. She did a great job. You did
she's
too.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like she directed an episode of Harlem.
What? Mm-hmm.
Episode 2 of season 2.
Oh wow.
It's her. Yeah, it's Megan Good. Okay.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Like, and then also too, to like you said, to have the relationship on and offset. You don't normally get that. I mean, people are professional nowadays. I mean, maybe before, but you're professional enough to like, you have set friends, you have set buddies, you know, we hang out and then you don't see them again after. But these women are genuinely my sisters. Like, I love them with like all of my heart. Like,
that's super dope.
I will tussle. I don't tussle, but in my head, I'll tussle over them.
What is it like working with director Megan Good?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's so brilliant. I love that one. Of course, she's an actor's director as well, but she also knows the technical aspects too, which I feel like is extremely hard coming from, I would guess, like an acting background.
Yeah.
But she knows her shots. She's so prepared. She's all like, you see her always thinking. And like, she has this like face she makes when she's like, you can see her processing everything, but she's so specific. And I think it's more so like you feel taken care of with other directors, but sometimes there's a lot of directors who don't like actors. That has not been my experience at all on Harlem. We are very blessed. But I have had experiences before with other directors who were like very much like technical heavy. They love the camera, but like don't know what to say to actors, are intimidated by actors, can't stand actors,
right,
or think we're like overly emotional. Just like they have these expectations around us. So sometimes in communicating on set, it can be rather difficult. But with her, it allowed, when I know I'm taken care of by someone who like I trust, who, especially when dealing with like, you know, we have intimate scenes on Harlem. There's like kissing and things that you might not be comfortable with, because I know like she loves me, I love her, she's gonna make sure that I look good. There's just like a different level of freedom. So I feel like able to play and challenge my artist to reach further, because I know that no matter what happens, like there's a net, there's a safety net of her arms there to catch it.
Yeah.
So it's really empowering.
That's actually really beautiful. I'm glad that's your experience, and I'm glad you guys
get
that bonding. And I also just enjoy watching it, because I feel like we need our girlfriends, you know, like our version of girlfriends. And
absolutely.
I feel like you guys provide that for us.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, and then down to the music video. So, I know you're done engineering, but you're not done with the music.
No. We have more music coming. I've been working on a project since the pandemic, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because I hadn't really been in the studio prior, but a big thing for me when I connect with characters is like, okay, what are they obsessed with? And I'm like, well, Angie's obsessed with music. She's a songwriter. So I'm like, I have to get in the studio. I have to try this out in order to relate to her. And so I started writing music before, and there's some like songs that are like I would never release because they're very Angie songs. Shanika and Angie are very different. But it really like sparked something in me that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to sing, but wasn't sure that I would be able to do everything. Prior, we weren't like, we're in the era of the multi-hyphenate now. Yeah. Yeah, but that was not the case before. Right. Like they were like, Tyra, just model, or you just act, you just sing. Like they only wanted us to do one thing. So now with that being embraced, I feel more, you know, supported and confident to do my own. So I've been working on a couple of projects. So I have a thing, like a few lined up. I feel very like in my Beyonce era to have things lined up. And like meeting producers to like elevate the sounds, because prior I was like pulling beats off YouTube and writing to that, and YouTube beats ain't bad. It's some magical amazing producers there, but you know, making connections with people to like specify and fine tune it to the way that I want to.
Direction.
Exactly.
Direction is always helpful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that it sounds like me. We're creating a sound. So I'm excited to see. We're gonna do a little R&B snack pack soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sound that sounds like you, what do you describe it? Like what?
Oh, okay. It's loud. It's loud and it's layered. Okay. And it has like eclectic sounds. I love the bass guitar. Mm. Like that just immediately just feels so sexy.
Are you using live instrumentation?
Yeah. Ooh, so even with my producers, they're finding people to play as well. So that, because I just love, I think that's a loud sound anyway, just having that band, a fuller, that's what it is, a fuller, more experience.
Sexy.
Yeah, a little bit more grown. And also, like, it also allows, I think, for me to have more personality on the track and to also sing with all the fullness of my voice rather than if I'm just using a beat. If you have, like, band and horns and, like, different sections, they can handle, a full voice. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, she said
loud. I would describe it as loud.
But it's so funny because they're gonna hear my R&B songs and be like, this is not loud. But there's like layers to the sound, right?
Okay.
That I'm really excited to share.
You said there's tapes in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Like plural.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, what's the rollout? What's the plan with the...
Okay, so we're going to drop the R&B snack pack first.
Okay.
Just as a little taster for the palate.
Okay.
And then I've been working on this project called Self Titles that I'm extremely excited about that, like, is connected with visuals because that is my love language. And it's just basically, like, telling the story of how, like, I compartmentalize myself to deal with trauma. Mm. I think, like, at least for me, a way of, like, healing or processing pain was to disconnect it, and I would show, and I think that's honestly where some of the accents come from as well, right? Mm. You sound different with different folks because you're safe to share this part, but don't trust them with this part of you. Mm. And then you can get this part, but you can't. So it was like a lot of like the roles I played for others in a way of like protecting myself from not being able to feel everything, and ultimately that's, like the road to healing.
That's deep.
Thank you.
That's actually deep.
Thank you.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to release that, and that's going to be fun. That's my baby.
Was that, that sounds so intimate.
Yes.
How was that recording process?
Oh, you know what's so interesting, right? Because it became healing, it was so healing and therapeutic, I actually didn't know what I was creating or, like, what I was writing. I would just, like, I would hear a beat and start going, and then it's not until after that I'm like, oh, that's what these words
story.
Are saying.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, you telling your business. So I think it was, again, another way of like compartmentalizing, like a separation to be like, okay, you need to get through this, but I think the artist is going to have to pull me through it so that the child, the inner child and the woman and the actress and all the other parts of me don't have time to realize what's happening. The artist was like, we're just gonna deal with it. We're just gonna pull it out. And then
that's so good. I really love that. I was listening to this podcast yesterday and a quote on there said that when artists make music for themselves, that's the best art for the world because people can relate because everybody's human versus actually trying to create
something
for the world, because then you're like forcing it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think there's like, you know, people who are incredible at that, right? But I think to me, it lacks a connection at the end of the day, right? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I can jam to this and I'll put it on. But what really gets me is like the heart.
The soul.
Yeah, the vulnerability. Yes. All of the soul. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Are both projects dropping this year?
The R&B Snack Pack will definitely drop this year.
Okay.
Subtitles because I want to do all of the visuals.
Okay.
And she's a $1 million budgeter. Like, so we're like, okay, we're going to pay for this one first. And then we're going to do this one next. We might have to wait till next year for this one. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. So we're not, you know, blowing the budget.
Well,
you know?
I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Thank you.
I think that's going to be dope. And also, I will say, and I say this actually to Matt all the time, at least, like, I feel like people who can do Broadway and acting, like, are the most talented type of artist to me. Because, like, it's a different story when you got to coordinate with your team, be in sync, you know, actually perform live. Like, that's different work. So,
yeah.
I think music is a slam dunk for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I received that, sis.
Yeah.
I feel your faith and confidence in me, and I'm going to hold on to it.
Please do.
In store for when I feel, like, less confident in myself.
Run this back.
Yeah, it's pulled from my jar of lights.
But I know you got an NAACP award for the supporting actress.
Nomination. But I'm going to take that award.
Nomination. But that's still major.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. One, like, the women in that category is just, like, everyone's an award winner or a trailblazer or a legend. And just, like, to be acknowledged truly means everything.
I know. Like, the class that you're in.
Okay. I'm like, all right, class of 2024.
Where were you at when you found out that you were nominated?
I was in a meeting. I was on a Zoom with my writing partner. We were working on a pilot we're pitching. And so we have the moment recorded because I'm talking to her and my mom. She's like, you just got nominated. She has a little baby voice. You just got nominated for NAACP. And I was like, for Harlem? And like, just me? So it was just like nice too to be in the midst of like working on something else as well to like receive a validation for other work that you created, which is just everything. I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling a little ignored. I was feeling like a little, to not even like be in the conversation or anything. So I'm just so grateful that we have these spaces for Black artistry to be acknowledged and honored. And I'm extremely grateful. Like, very, very grateful.
Man, that's real about the feeling ignored part. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, I'm happy when you're like, yo, I'm so happy to be on your platform. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so happy that you're excited to be on the platform. Like, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, NAACP Award is crazy.
I know. And we're going to show out. I can't wait.
As you should. Yeah. As you should. Have you planned a fit?
I am still, like, planning it.
Okay.
I think it's because it's a little hard because I wear so many gowns. Like, I'm a big gown, ball me down, Cinderella-like girl. Okay, and so I'm like, well, I'm nominated now, so I want it to be even more special. And it's like, how do you...
Like, how do I
up outdo? Yeah. Okay, does it have fireworks that come out of it? You know what I mean? Like, yo, how do we...
That's insane. Fireworks is insane. No, I believe she would figure it out, too.
Oh, if I could? Because please, the only reason why I'm not married now, I mean, we have not found the man, but also the budget. You know? Like, I want a conveyor belt instead of an aisle. I just want to pose and just slide down.
Oh, my God.
I want stilt walkers. So, like...
That is insane.
Absolutely. All of it. Oh, yeah. Give it a moment. Just let it slide. You know, we're not sweating. No, you came to see a show. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the NAACP. I can't. I have no idea. I've been working with the same designer who does like all of my dresses, and I'm like, Angel, I don't know. He doesn't send me so many sketches. I'm like, but can you do this? So we're gonna figure it out.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's gonna be super exciting. And then I know also you got your own show on BET Plus.
Yes, my movie, Wake.
Yes, talk to me about that.
Oh my gosh, it was exceptional. It really was to work with Tracy Edmonds, who has like been a pioneer in this industry for like Black film. Like every Black movie that I've loved recently or like before, I would say the last like 20 something years has been Tracy. And so to like have her reach out to my management specifically for a role. And at the top of last year, I was like, well, I want something drastically different from Angie. I want something with a little bit of action. I would love something that's like with a little bit of thrill to it. And here she comes with like, you're playing a doctorate with who has narcolepsy and you get to do some stunts. And I'm like, look at the Lord. And it's a thriller. And so to be able, I just feel like God is so intentional, and like what we speak and what we ask for, we is heard. And so I'm like grateful that that happened. And oh my gosh, the talent on that. Like, I'm obsessed with D-Ray Davis. Like, that man is hilarious, but also has such a director's eye and do not sleep on his like dramatic acting. He's very exceptional. And then Eric, who is our director, I've been a fan of him because he did Lottery Ticket. Mm. And I was like, actually, that was like the first, well, the last like Bow Wow movie that happened before I moved out here. And I was like, Bow Wow and B2K were like one of the main reasons I moved to LA, because I was like, I was going to be in the next You Got Served. And I was going to, like, it was very, like, adamant. Like, these were my goals. I was intentional about that. It didn't happen, but it's okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be in the next B2K movie. B2K broke up. And I was like, all right, Lottery Ticket happened. All right, I'm going to be in the next Bow Wow movie. So I'm going to move to LA and this happened. And then it didn't.
You're hilarious. You're hilarious.
So it didn't happen, but I got to work with Eric, who wrote and directed it. Yes. So it's full circle, yes, you know. For sure. It's full circle.
There's some synergy there.
You know,
the synergy worked out. Yeah.
So who knows how that might happen? And I still, look, God answers all prayers, just not in our timing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a fact.
Who knows? They do the B2K biopic. I might be in there somewhere. You know. Okay. Listen. Don't play. Don't play.
you talked about writing these things down and talking to God. I would, my question would be, how soon, you know, from when you asked for it, did you receive it?
Okay, it varies. Mm. Some of them is immediate. Mm. Some of it is like, some of it is like a year or two, and I don't even know when I'm doing it. So I bought a hat, just another one randomly, right? Just all of these like random moments I've had of like creating intentionality and then it manifesting. I bought a hat that said creative directing. I didn't even know what a creative director was at the time, but low-key had been doing it all my life. Mm. It's like the person who's like ahead of bringing the photo shoot to life and creating the theme and getting the stylist, the wardrobe, and like creating the aesthetic, vision of it all, the aesthetic. Yeah. They're the writer and director of the photo shoot. And so I bought a hat during the pandemic that said creative directing, and I've been directing my photo shoots ever since. And recently this year, one of my homegirls, who's an incredible singer, shout out to Benita Jelaine, she reached out to me and asked me to creative direct her photo shoot for the cover of her new single. So that was like my first time being able to creative direct for someone else. Now that was like a span of 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. With Harlem, I was on the phone with one of my close friends, and she's a pastor, and I was like, you know, I referred to being on a TV show as being married, right? And I'm like, I'm out here single, and I just want to be on a show, and I just want to, you know. And she's like, well, what do you want? And I was like, well, I want a TV show. And she's like, well, be specific. God is talking. And I wrote down 5 points and put them on an index card and put it on the wall. And it was in New York, Black women, prayer, fashion, and music. And Harlem came maybe 2 years later.
Wow.
You know, and so I've been asking now this year specifically about ownership. And I want to own my own content. I want to produce and create my own show.
Yeah.
And I spoke that in January, and I am now directing a mini docuseries called Her Story for Women's History Month. And I think it's a matter of like, one, understanding that it's all going to happen in due time, right? Yeah. That everything that works out is working for our good. But also allowing like the grace to be like, okay, well, maybe it's going to come when I'm actually ready. Because like, if it would have came 2 years ago, I don't know if I would have had the capacity to direct, creative direct, write on a show, and also be acting in Harlem all at the same time. Right? Like, the blessing would have came and I would have slipped in my fingers because I wasn't able and ready to do it, to hold all the plates, right? So I trust God to send it to me when I'm ready. I also trust that when it comes, He's going to stretch my capacity to be able to handle it all. So I think it's also like faith, a lot of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so inspirational.
Thank you.
Yes. I love that.
Thanks.
Damn. This was great. This is good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to play a game called Questions That Need Answers. Mm. All you have to do is fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's simple. It's simple.
I feel like I got to be deep. Like,
no, just be yourself.
Okay,
be
yourself. Okay.
The older I get, the less I blank.
Remember stuff.
What?
Honey, the memory be like.
You're an actor.
Honey, I save room to remember lines.
That's it.
I be recalling, like, what was that? Where, what? Mm, God, Lord.
Like conversations you just had.
I can't remember. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to work on not being, like, negative in the way that I speak about myself. But we working on our memory. Yeah. Oh, it needs work.
Someone told me lion's mane helps with memory.
Okay. Yes. I also heard that helps with hair growth as well. Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay.
My memory's funny, too, and I've did the lion's mane a few times, like, chopped it up in omelets in the morning, but I haven't committed. But,
well, listen, at least you're making omelets in the morning. That's a win already. You cooking breakfast. You grown. She's so grown.
All right, I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
Oh, I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger. I don't know. I can't believe I actually was a tomboy.
Really?
When I was younger. Yes, I hated skirts. I hated dresses and skirts so much that I think we went to one of my cousin's weddings and I had jean shorts underneath it because I just was like, I am not wearing a dress. So I had it over top. I had the jean shorts underneath just so I could feel like myself. And I can't believe that because I love pink and all the frills and feathers. And I'm like,
I think we have to grow into it.
Yeah. I wanted to be outside, you know, playing.
That's funny. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Politics.
Man.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are we going to save the world if you don't know how it works? I'm going to read a book.
They always changing stuff, though. Hey. It's a lot to keep up with. Sometimes I look back at my life in blank.
Sometimes I look back in my life and it feels like I've had 3 to 4 separate lives. Mm. It feels like stages of my life seem so long ago.
Yeah.
Like, and also realizing the work it takes to get to where you want is in levels. And so like, oh my gosh, when I was non-union feels so long ago. When I used to be in Virginia and dream of this feels like forever ago. And then also I think coming out of a childhood, I'm sorry, I can get long-winded. Coming out of a childhood where we were like it was tough. We went through a lot of poverty. We were in shelters, and I think again it's just another way to compartmentalize. I think a lot of the ways that I like deal with life has been ways to like handle traumas. Mm-hmm. So like I think like stages of my life is like how I'm like, okay.
It's good that you're so self-aware.
You know, we're working on that, you know? Yeah, because how you can heal if you don't know what's going on.
That's true.
You know?
But it also, like, forces you to take accountability.
So honey.
Just the fact that you're even able to talk about it, like, you're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing really good.
Thank you.
From time to time, it's good to do blank.
Oh, from time to time, it's good to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes, I love a nothing day.
You gotta reward yourself with nothing and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know, we're in such a hustle culture that it's like, how are you is like what you're doing and what you're working on. And like you're awarded by how much you can accomplish in 24 hours. And it's like, I remember back in the day, you used to just cook a meal and spend time together. Or, you know, watch a football game and you had to be there live to watch it and experience life. It's nice to sometimes just do nothing. Yeah.
Amen to that. I love a do nothing day.
Yeah.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
Girl. Okay, I got
so many. Recent.
No, because I am so awkward. I am always making complete fools of myself.
In real life,
girl. So, okay, I will say the one that, like, strikes, two of them come to mind, but the one that strikes me the most is when I met Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, man.
Because, no.
That's a moment. That's not the time to do it.
To do
that's
that.
Not the time to do it, but all right.
Because what's crazy is, though, right, one, like, she is monumental. I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
But, like, the first woman who looked like me on screen that did everything that I want to do, from, like, the comedy, the drama, the music, everything, right? Yeah. And I had so much time to think about what I was going to say to her. That's what, like, it, why it hurts so much too, right? It's because they came and got me. She was filming in a brownstone, and I was maybe two blocks away, and they're like, do you want to meet Whoopi? So they took me, I had two blocks or so
to think about it,
and I had nothing, And so I finally meet him, and I'm like, you look like my mama. And Megan's so kind. She's like, I could see that. And Whoopi's and they're trying to make it work. And they're like, and Whoopi's like, maybe we related. Like, they're trying. And I'm like, nothing.
It's all right.
Nothing
that's
to
funny.
Say.
It happens to the best of us.
I know. So I'm like, if I ever, just give me another chance.
If Jesus. It makes you feel any better, I kind of did something similar with Jada Pinkett. And I just think back. And I'm like, why did I say that?
There were so many things you could, you know.
So many things. I could have talked about all the positive things.
Yes.
Instead, I brought up, like, you know, I'm always online defending you. I'm like, I'm sure she doesn't want to hear why did I say that.
Oh, boy. It's okay.
But I just wanted you to know, like, I defend your honor. I fuck with you.
Yes. I don't know what I was trying to talk about. I have no idea. Huh. Well, I could have talked about any movie, studying her monologues, how much Sister Act and Sister Act 2, man. Like, I could have said anything. She's an EGOT. Like,
shout out to Megan for supporting your crazy approach to it.
You know, okay, this is where we're going. Got it.
Does she make fun of you about that?
No, she's so sweet.
Oh, okay.
She's so sweet.
I'd totally be like, yeah, that's what you have to say.
Facts.
All right, my personality trait is blank.
Oh, one? My personality trait.
She said, one?
Okay, my personality trait is multi-layered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. It definitely gives that. Shaniqua, thank you so much for coming. This was great.
Thank you.
This was super, super good. You actually inspired me in this interview.
And
I'm sure you inspired many others as well. Can you shout out your gram? Let everybody know where they follow you.
Yes. Hi, Shaniqua Shonde. At Shaniqua Shonde, SHONIQUASHANDAI. And we Shaniqua Shonde on everything, honey.
Yes. Make sure you guys tap in. She has a lot of new things dropping this year. Music, TV shows, movies, all that. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Talk soon, guys.